Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
July 4th member-only doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $50 on a select Charbroil 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, save over $500 on a Whirlpool top-load laundry pair, now $886. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, these July 4th doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/7 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
The death of Sandra Birchmore wasn't just a tragedy. It was a systematic failure years in the making. A 23-year-old pregnant woman, Sandra was found dead in her Canton, Massachusetts apartment in 2021. Yeah, that Canton. The official line? Suicide. Case closed. Except now, years later, that ruling has unraveled. Federal prosecutors have indicted former Stoughton police officer Matthew Farwell for her murder, alleging a long-term pattern of grooming, manipulation, and control that began when Sandra was just 15 years old. Under the badge, inside a police mentorship program meant to protect kids like her. But Farwell wasn't the only officer in her orbit. Because could the police in this area fail more people en masse? Others, his twin brother, a school resource officer, even a deputy chief. These are all different people. His brother, a school resource officer, and a deputy chief. More people. It's not all the same person. Those are multiple people, all in the same orbit of passing this girl who, at the age of 15, started in the Police Explorer program, eventually turned into an adult. Matthew started violating her under the age of 18. And then the others just thought, well, we've heard such good reviews. It's insane. This is insane. But this is how these people acted. And only one has charges against them. They've been named in civil suits and post-commission hearings. And while none of them have been criminally charged other than the one, their quiet resignations, expired certifications, and institutional silence speaks volumes. It's a story that goes beyond one predator and begins to look a lot more like a culture of rape. What's going on here? You get a young girl in an explorer program, and I'm questioning all of this. Because from what we understand, the other three men who have had no charges against them, their physical connections with Sandra happened after 18. Farwell's is alleged to have happened younger. That's what makes that statutory rape. How did this all happen? A network of men who circled a vulnerable teen for years, knowing they could bend the law without ever breaking it outright, without anybody ever catching them, because they are the law, right? So what really happened here? How do predators weaponize institutions designed to protect, and why didn't anyone intervene when Sandra tried to speak up? And what does it say when multiple officers involved in one young girl's life all disappear quietly? No charges, no statements, no accountability. We're about to jump into an interview with Robin Dreek. Before we do, though, I want you to do one thing for me. Please do hit subscribe wherever you're listening to this, if it's on the podcast platform. But I'd really like it if you went to our YouTube channel, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, just search for that, and comment on this story and let me know what you think. See, if you're out there in the podcast world right now, driving around later tonight, whenever, go to our YouTube channel and let us hear your thoughts. And if you're there right now, please, fill it out. Let us know what your thoughts are, and let's have a conversation about this case. I'd really love if you can do that. So, to help us break all of this down, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, but he's not just a retired FBI special agent. He was the chief of the FBI's counterintelligence behavioral analysis program. Yeah. He brings decades of experience analyzing power dynamics, behavioral manipulation, and what happens when an entire system enables abuse. Ask him to help us understand the psychology at work, not just in the abuser, but in the culture that lets him operate so unchecked. So let's start here. When the people tasked with protecting the vulnerable become the ones exploiting them, how do you even begin to dismantle that?
Yeah, I think it's a clear case, again, innocent until proven guilty, of just using a position of power and authority to gratify his sexual needs. I think it's just purely that control, sex, and just abusing someone who's vulnerable. And they're using the platform of the Explorer program, which is a great idea, great concept, when it's executed well by healthy individuals that are going to be put in those places of authority to interact with youth who are at a critical stage of development in their lives. They're looking for stability. They're looking for safety. They're looking for structure. They're looking for a path forward in life to do something exciting, do something of service. And this one individual destroyed that.
Completely. It's one of those things where we're looking at this going, okay, Farwell is arrested. He's been charged. He's the one who we know had relations with her before she was 18, starting at 15. There's some other officers who have not been charged with anything because they allegedly, as far as we know, were having relations with her after she turned 18. So it was technically legal. But you look at the system, and these guys, a lot of them knew her well before that. You have a school resource officer being one of them. You have his brother being one of them. And God knows who else, who we don't know about, that was one of them. And they all silently just kind of, you know, drifted off into the ether. One resigned, I think they both resigned from their positions and just kind of, or one of them also let their credentials lapse in terms of being renewed. And now they're just out there, not saying a word about it. Technically, what they did, as long as it was after they were 18 and it was consensual, was legal under the eyes of the law. But the creepy, creepy factor of this here is it seems like a lot of these guys were looking at her in this Explorer program when she was a child and then ended up going, obviously, much further when she became an adult. Is there... Unless you can prove that they did anything with her under the age of 18, is there any recourse for this? Is there anything that these guys can be charged with? Or is it just it's kind of a sick thing. It's just a sick demonstration of behavior. There's always creepy guys out there that go after women that are far too young for them. But this one just has a different layer of darkness to it.
Yeah, I don't know about the legal aspect of it, whether they can still go after him or not, especially if she's of legal age. I'm not thinking so. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about that layer of creepiness too, you know, I want to first caveat that the very vast majority of law enforcement doesn't do this.
Sure.
But there are cases. As a matter of fact, I personally know of cases in law enforcement and in departments where, unfortunately, you have a very, very male-dominated environment, and they will prey on women, and they will. It sounds crass. They'll pass them around sometimes.
God.
You know, where someone comes in with a reputation, whether it's another law enforcement officer themselves or someone affiliated with the department in some way, and gets a reputation, and these creepy degenerates will pass these women around. And it's a cabal of unhealthy, crazy, narcissistic self-gratification behavior by everyone involved. They prey on someone who's vulnerable psychologically, and then they're going to just do these horrendous things. And I'm at a loss for words most times when thinking about how deplorable it is.
Yeah. When the whispers started about Farwell's illicit relationship with Sandra, there was no internal investigation. Instead, those that were aware, like other officers, quietly blew out the candle. Some left the department, mm-hmm. others let certifications lapse. That culture of silence helped bury the case until federal agents intervened years later. Is this something, I mean, it's just pure speculation here, but when you have a department that's cool enough to, and I'm not saying cool enough in a good way, I'm saying in their own weird way of thinking, well, we're going to kind of let you pass over here. But they're, I guess, chill enough that they don't go and investigate this. They don't raise a red flag. They don't go, that none of this is okay. You can't just, you know, disappear from this. That's a culture. That's not just one person that's trying to slowly mm-hmm. slip into the silence. That's other people going, okay, we'll let you pass. What does that say? Does that mean other people could be involved in this that we don't know about? Does that just say, look, I got your back here because you got my back there? I mean, it's obviously there's that solid line of blue that can exist in some departments. What do you think is happening here? I mean, this is a department. It's Canton PD. Again, we're back here. We're back in near Karen land.
Yes.
And this is what a lot of people had issues with in the Karen trial. They would look at this. They were trying to even bring some of this evidence into the trial, but they did not, of showing a pattern of bad behavior, of covering things up. And this is not the Karen Reed case. And I think the two stand very differently on their own. But again, we got that culture going on where things kind of, you know, we can do weird things and nobody's going to question us. What are your thoughts on how this is working out over there and what needs to change if it hasn't already?
So here's what's going on behaviorally. Anytime we see horrendous, chaotic things, we just got to slow down. We'll break it down behaviorally and take a look. So first, let's go back to motivations of all human beings that are designated Homo sapiens, us. We are genetically and biologically coded to act in our own best interests in terms of our safety, security, and prosperity, according to what we think that is. We're always going to act in terms of our safety, safety, safety. And so if we're looking at people's actions, we always have to then assess and assume that the actions they're taking are actions they're taking that they think from their perspective, from their context, using that deep empathy we talk about, in other words, walk in their shoes, they're acting in their best interest and what they think is going to keep them safe. So when people are acting outside of the norms of standard human behavior and ethically and morally, that means that there's a lever of influence over them of fear, because people will act and take actions based on fear. So in situations like this, where people are doing these sorts of actions, getting away with these sorts of actions, and then moving away from, in these cases, like silently trying to resign and get out, there's at least one individual from a higher point that has a lever of fear over people that are going to speak out. And so anytime I see situations like this, I'm going to start poking and looking and examining who is in a position of influence over everyone else that can use a lever of fear for people underneath. And so that's where I'm looking first. And so it comes down to me, the greatest things you can do in a situation like this is who's leading, because it's that leadership someplace, and it could be a position of title and authority, or it could be just a position of influence because of that personality trait that it puts them in that position that gives them that lever of fear over others.
That conversation there lays bare with Robin Drake what most of us already felt in our gut. Sandra Birchmore's death wasn't just the result of one bad cop. It was the product of a broken culture. A culture where power shields the predator, where silence is rewarded, and where even after someone dies, the institutions responsible retreat into legal gray areas, quietly hoping it all just fades away. Nothing to see here, everybody. Robin's breakdown of fear-based behavioral compliance is especially chilling. When people start acting against their ethical compass, when they ignore abuse or resign rather than speak up, it usually means someone above them is pulling strings with a lever made of fear. Whether that's positional authority or social influence, the effect is the same. Good people go quiet, and predators stay protected. What Robin described about the psychology of those in charge creating an ecosystem of fear and silence is the kind of analysis that hits harder than a court document, because it's not just about who committed the crime, it's about who allowed it to go unchallenged, who benefited from the silence, and who will keep doing it if systems aren't radically changed. But here's where what sticks with me most. Okay. Sandra Birchmore didn't just fall through the cracks. She was punished. She was pushed by a structure that looked official, looked credible, looked protective, but was quietly rotting underneath. And now that we know, now that we see it for what it is, the question becomes how many other Sandras are out there still being isolated, still being gaslit, and still passed around under the guise of mentorship. Mentorship doesn't come out of your zipper, assholes. Robin's message is clear. Abuse doesn't thrive in darkness. It thrives in silence. And if we want to stop this cycle, we have to stop looking away. Until next time, let me know what your thoughts are in that comment section about this case. On YouTube, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Maybe that's where you are. Maybe that's where you're watching this. Great. Let your voice be heard, please. There's no wrong statements out there. So please do that. And if you want to start commenting on all of our cases, all of our stories before everybody else, you can become a premium subscriber of ours on YouTube. It's all brand new. And then you get access to the videos as we make them. So days, weeks, sometimes ahead of their release, everything we make as we publish and put it out there into the schedule, you get it immediately. So that gives you first dibs at having your voice heard on all of those pieces. So we got a lot out there that we discuss. So please do check that out, and it helps support the channel as well. Let your voice be heard, though. There's no cost for that, no matter what. Looking forward to hearing it. Until next time, for all of us here at True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again real soon.
Want to stay on top of the latest true crime cases? Press subscribe now and never miss a breaking update from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.